morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. I have a guest across the way. Haven't been here in a little while, have you?
Last summer, I think, Bruce.
Is it really last summer?
It was NBA playoffs last summer.
That's kind of what I was thinking. We're going to – By the way, I mentioned during the morning show how you became famous on the Bruce Dickey Show.
Do I want to hear this or do I even want to know?
Of course, the wrestlers as basketball players. Yeah. And I think I came up with a good one in illustrating it. Harley Race as I kind of thought of Bill Laimbeer.
That's a good match. That's a good
Bill Laimbeer as Harley
Pistons.
Race.
Yeah. That's a good match. I like it.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Jamie Hodges to the Bruce Dickey Show today. Thank you so much for coming on today.
Thanks for having me, Bruce. Glad to be here.
Congratulations, by the way, on your graduation,
I guess.
Thank
you. Right? Yep. Looks like I got done just in time before all the universities just shut down. Called it quits. We don't need education anymore.
Where did you graduate from?
Eastern. Graduated from Eastern on May 7th. Yep.
May 7th. Yep. Did you go up there and walk through?
No.
You didn't?
No.
I got to know why.
Because I really didn't want to sit there for 3 hours and walk through.
What time of day was the
3:30, I think.
So basically, you would have been sitting in the graduation during the Kentucky Derby.
And that had a lot to do with it, too. That kind of played into there. I told you, I like that crazy Japanese horse, and it's let me down twice
now.
How's
that crazy Japanese horse
still
not very well for you?
No.
Huh? What'd you graduate in? What's the big...
Special Ed.
So are they now your favorite team? Are you now an Eastern Illinois Panther big fan as opposed to like...
All the way. Who are the Hoosiers?
Yeah.
Who are the Hoosiers?
Who's what? Yeah, the heck with the Hoosiers. It's all Panthers.
The good thing
now is
Eastern, most of their sports, they're D2, or what used to be D2. I don't know what it's called anymore.
Well, not in basketball.
So
who are you going to root for if Eastern plays Indiana someday?
I'll probably root for my Hoosiers.
Do you think?
I think so, probably.
Well, you see, Eastern has played Illinois in football, and that was a pretty good matchup, actually.
I wouldn't have admitted to that, Bruce. I would have kind of kept that in your back pocket and wouldn't have broke that out this early.
I actually wasn't all that good a matchup. It was not they beat the heck out of it. I mean, no, it was close.
It was a tough fought battle.
Tough, hard fought battle. Illinois won that game. It was several years ago. But congratulations.
Thank you.
So have you been looking for a job? What's the job
New
market?
Hope hired me.
Is that right?
Yep, in August, go to work out New Hope. So pretty
wonderful.
Happy about that.
Yeah. Wonderful. As what?
Special ed.
Special education mm-hmm. teacher. Why did you get into special education?
It's just what I really enjoy. It's challenging. It's different every day. There's just a lot there. It's rewarding.
And you've been doing it you've been teaching for a little while.
Well, I was working as an aide out there in the special ed room. So, yeah. So I've had some experience in there.
So does the familiarity with the kids help a lot?
A whole lot, yeah. Helps a lot.
What does a special ed do? You, as a special ed teacher at a small school like New Hope, will you handle K-8, or do you have particular classes, or do you have the same kids all day long?
No,
they go from class to class to class?
It's K-8, and they go from class to class, and just for certain subjects, they come into our room.
Okay.
And so, like, a lot of them are reading and math. They'll come into our room for that.
You guys act as tutors type of thing or something?
It's just extra help. We actually teach those subjects to them, and then for, let's say, I don't know, maybe science or history, if they're in junior high, they usually stay with their classes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How much math do you have to know for this? They have
books with the answers in them for us. And
really?
So that helps out a whole lot.
How about that?
Makes it handy.
That's pretty cool.
Makes it really handy.
It's been a while since I've been in the job market coming out of college. When does one start looking when they're in college?
I actually had started, there's a state website that lists the openings in Illinois, and so I'd actually started back in January.
All teachers or just for special
For all teachers, you type in what you're looking for, and it pulls up available jobs.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yep.
So when did you start looking at that?
So I started looking about January, just checked, seeing what was out there and what was close.
Sure.
That kind of thing. So it all worked out well.
How many resumes did you send out?
I got really fortunate. They hired me pretty early, and so I didn't...
I didn't know if you were able to. I know you would talk. We had talked about some of the other schools around here that you were going to send resumes to.
Yeah, I never had to. I got hired beforehand, and so it worked out pretty good.
That is handy. So you didn't send them out anyway, just to see what it was like to get rejected.
No. I get enough rejection. I'm okay. I'm all right.
Talking with Jamie Hodges, returning this weekend. You had a big deal this weekend up in Springfield, right? What happened in Springfield this weekend?
But we had our state Elks meeting, and.
Okay. And you are?
This is one of my.
Are you still involved in the state?
Yeah, I'm state accident prevention insurance chair, and then I'm a ritual judge at the state level. And so,
how many teams per?
Usually not very many. We haven't had, and that's in the January one. What's neat about this one I really like is this is the meeting where we recognize our scholarship winners.
Oh, really? Okay. Were there any locals?
Well, yeah. And what people don't know is the Elks, we used to be number two behind the United States in scholarships given. Well, Bill and Melissa Gates Foundation has passed us, so we're
those
number three.
Jerks.
Yeah, they're selfish. They just want to be two, so got to hate that. But yeah, Reese Everett won one.
How about that?
Mike and Charlotte's son, and so that's kind of neat. Got to be up there and see him be recognized.
How much money did he win?
Was I don't know.
A big one?
It was a good one, and got to see him recognized, and so he's a great kid, so that's fun to
see. That's one of the things that folks, like you say, may not realize, the how much the Elks National Foundation funds not only scholarships but other things too, right?
That's correct, yeah. There's a lot of money going in and out of there for charitable works, and it's just neat to go up there and actually see it all.
How many meetings do you go to?
Too many, way too many, and they start too early. It's awful.
What time did you start?
This time I got four, usually seven in the
morning. Oh my
gosh. Yeah.
Yeah. So, on like a Saturday and a Sunday?
Yeah, on Saturday. Sunday it's 8:30.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, you gotta have time to go to church.
But I was lucky. This time I didn't have to be up and around until about 9. That works into my schedule a whole lot better.
That wouldn't work into my schedule at all.
Worked out a whole lot better. Got to lay around and be lazy for a while.
Well, see, now that's cool. That is good. Okay, so you're back down from that. You've been able. I've been kind of skirting the issue. Last time you were here, you were wearing a jersey.
They're going to be fine. They're going to be fine, Bruce. It's okay.
We could talk
it's
about
one
it.
Game.
I don't,
it's one game.
You know, I didn't know how what kind of shape you would be to talk about the Golden State Warriors.
I'm fine.
Your team.
I'm fine. Draymond Green had one bad game.
Is Draymond going to get to play? Tell me, did you watch the game yesterday?
The kick was a little, that was not a good moment.
Did you watch the thing?
That was not a good moment. So
Is he going to get to play?
No, he's going to miss a game. There's no way he doesn't miss a game.
Well, you see, he says it was just accidental because he was falling backwards on the jump.
No, that was a blatant kick to the nether regions. He's going to sit out a game.
Have we changed Draymond Green's wrestler then?
We're going to have to.
I would think it's going to have to be changing from, you know, Last year, Draymond Green was beloved.
Yep.
Well loved by all.
Now
nice
he's turned heel. Now he's turned heel.
Now he's turned heel. Last year, you might have called him Mankind or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, one of those guys that, one of those wrestlers that everybody loved. Mankind. And you could almost imagine Draymond Green's little sock puppet fingers.
So now you got to think of a guy that was beloved that turned heel, but still has the opportunity to turn back good.
Hulk Hogan.
I'm thinking Hogan in the NWO days. You know, he turned heel, then turned back good, and so
Hulk Hogan.
So yeah, that's obvious. Yeah, I think so.
Well, that's
they're going to be fine. Bad game.
All right, I got to know.
I mean, everyone loses by 30 points and rebounds, right? Isn't that how it works?
They got out rebounded by 30 as well.
No, 30 points. Okay. The rebounds were they were terrible also.
So they're down in this series now, 2-1, right?
Yes, correct.
Nobody's hitting the panic button, right?
They're not. That's the funny thing about it. You see the players interviewed, and they're all
fine. I gotta tell you,
you're enjoying this way too much. By the way, you're enjoying my pain way too much.
No, we'll talk about the Blues a little bit later.
See, they're doing,
But when they were down 2-1 on the road,
I was panicking.
The panic button was. Yeah. I was punching the panic button.
I've never dreaded watching a game more than that one, probably.
Than a Saturday night?
Yeah. And then it turned out, you know, right away it was great. But, you know, before that game started, I just almost didn't even want to pay attention to it, watch it.
We'll talk more about that in just a few minutes. Okay. What's the story then? What do the Warriors got to do to fix the problems going on? Because the first time they got beat, hold on a second. The first time they got beat by the Thunder, it seemed like it was a you know, the big man for the Thunder just kind of took over, right?
Right.
So we thought, well, now that's an anomaly. The Golden State smaller players are better than the Oklahoma City smaller players, maybe. So you think, oh, it's going to turn around, and it does in Game 2. But then Game 3 comes along last night, and the smalls just not good.
Oklahoma City ran him out of the gym.
And
Draymond, like I said, I fully expect him to miss the next game, honestly. I just can't see how they don't say, oh, you're going to sit this one out. He had a terrible night. He was like 1 of 9 for shooting. And He cannot have games like that and then win.
So,
because Steph's going to Steph. He's going to do his thing. And
Steph got the he got
he's going to do his thing.
Steph got blocked on a 3-point shot.
It's all right.
Did you see how many times that happened this year?
No.
Steph, that was his third block this season.
Out of 14,000 shots, that's not too bad.
That's not bad.
Pretty good percentage.
It's not a bad. Actually, probably was 800 shots.
There's a bunch. He shoots a lot.
Well, you know, what's he shoot, 50%, 45,
52, 50%, I think.
50% and he had 400. Hit, yeah. 402 or whatever made. All right, I was just taking your temperature.
I'm good.
Here,
I'm not panicking now. Probably should be, but I'm not panicking yet. And plus, here's the other deal. That's the beauty of just bandwagoning onto a team as they get good.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, if they lose, it's...
It's no, it doesn't.
Yeah, I'll probably move on and be okay. It's not that big of a deal.
It's not like it's the Colts.
Yeah, it's not like it's the Colts or the Cardinals or the Blues. I can live with a Golden State loss.
Well, that's good. I've got Jamie Hodges here. We're talking sports this morning. We'll be back here on the Bruce Dickey Show after these.
Town somewhere named for how I feel. Yeah, I could be the mayor down there and say welcome to Sorryville. It wouldn't be on a map nowhere. You might say that it don't exist. But if you make enough wrong turns, it'd be hard to miss. There ought to be a bridge somewhere they could dedicate to me. I'd probably come to the ceremony with a can of gasoline and walk on over to the other side, and there I'd light a match. Sit and stare through the smoke and flames, wondering how I'm gonna get back. I shoot the lights and I curse the dark. I need your love, but I break your heart. And I know the words that'll bring you back, but I don't say nothing as I watch you back. I had to work to be the jerk I've come to be. It ain't easy being me. Ought to be a sideshow act for freaks like me. Yeah, I could be the star of the show with my name on a marquee. In a room with the big red button that says danger.
Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. My name is Bruce Dickey. My guest across the way is Mr. Jamie Hodges, and we've been talking about all kinds of sports things. All right, I got to know then. You say the blood pressure is staying down and everything's okay with the Warriors.
Do you want to know what's raising my blood pressure in the sports world?
I'm wondering what I have
Cardinals starting pitching.
That's kind of what really... I was going to talk about the Blues or the Cardinals, wondering which one was higher.
I'm not ready for a world where the Cubs are this much better than us, and they are, and they just flat out are, and I'm not ready for that.
They are so amazingly better than the Cardinals right now.
I mean, I'm 41 years old. I'd kind of gotten used to a certain pattern in baseball, and I can't handle it.
You're 41 now?
Yeah, I'm too old for change, Bruce.
When did you turn 41?
April.
Wow. Oh, that's right, like on the 5th, right?
Yep.
Something like that?
Exactly.
Congratulations on your birthday.
Hey,
if I didn't get a chance to say, I left you a gift in the car.
Oh, hey, that sounds great. I'll get it on the way out. I appreciate it, buddy.
I tell you what, no, I've got something here. I do have something. Not sure I'm not going to let you, not sure you're going to be able to say that on the air.
I won't say a word. Thank you. All right, awesome.
It's 75 degrees. Okay, Jamie, the Cardinals pitching is a little bothersome to you.
It really is, and because there's no explanation for it. It's not like there's a certain hitch you can see in any of the guys. I don't know what's going on. Do you?
I wonder.
You watch as much of it as I do.
I'm wondering if Wainwright's a little tired, shouldn't be.
Now, see, his last outing was really well, wasn't it? He hasn't had another one since then.
Yeah,
his first several were rough. But yeah, that was the first.
First several were rough, and he's had one good one.
We're not getting any quality starts.
No. That's the bad thing. That's the toughest thing of it. Last night was another example, right?
When Garcia, I listened to it yesterday, and he just got hammered.
Hammered around early. And you're not going to beat Zach Greinke.
Yep.
Giving up early runs. It sounded like they were going to – they gave it a shot. They scored a few runs, but the pitching is scary too. Now, so Jason Heyward left the Cardinals because he thought they were getting old and tired, right?
So maybe he was really, really correct.
Well, no, other than – because yesterday's starting lineup, there was nobody older than like 25 in it or something like that.
Yeah, that's the upside. I mean, we do have some great young players, and we're getting ready to get in a mess once we get everybody healthy.
Yeah.
We're going to have to make some – I keep saying we like they call me
Tommy
an ass,
Pham
my
is,
opinion.
Tommy Pham has gone on his rehab assignment.
Yep.
And actually, they sent him down to he's playing at
Memphis
right now.
Yeah, he's at Memphis.
Peralta started his rehab assignment this weekend.
And that's the one we're going to do when you get Peralta back.
I don't know.
You're going to do this whole
– Almedes Diaz, at least with Peralta – he may not get to a lot of baseballs, but he usually catches them when they get there.
I know it, but you can't take Diaz out of the lineup. And he hasn't. Apparently, he's never played anywhere else. Like, position-wise, there's nowhere to move him.
Well, Peralta has.
Peralta's played some third, hasn't he?
He's played outfield, too.
In outfield, yeah.
Remember, he played in the World Series.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
But I don't know. Yeah, I'm kind of at a loss. You've got – do you see it? Do you see it coming back? Because Waka is down, not having a very good year. And Garcia, like we said, just got bounced around yesterday. Carlos Martinez was on fire, but he looks like a month in, his arm's weary.
Yeah, I don't know it's just going to be an issue.
Leake, you're getting out of Mike Leake, you're getting what you expect.
Yeah, he's going to give up runs. He's going to throw six innings, give up a lot of – up three or four runs.
Doesn't strike anybody out. Doesn't strike anybody out. He chews up innings, and he'll get you a 4-3 win.
Yep.
Or a 5-3 win, hopefully. But I don't know. What do you do?
I don't know. It's scary.
How about Trevor Rosenthal?
And the Cubs just keep on rolling.
Did you see the Trevor Rosenthal? Even though he hasn't given up, isn't really giving up any blowing saves. Last year he had, I think they said he had one outing where he pitched more than 30 pitches, and this year he's already had four.
He's had several.
He's struggling.
Yep, he's not getting it close. He's got too many pitches that are sailing away. And so, I don't know what you do because that's something that we. You know, position players and outfielders we're loaded with. But that pitching, we don't have a whole lot down there. Well, the guy that we had
The Stoner just pitched yesterday, by the way.
Well, and so he's out of being in trouble?
Alex Reyes, he's back in it now.
All right.
He was reinstated.
Okay, that's what I was because I knew he was out for quite a while.
Alex Reyes, well, he's 50 games.
Yep.
He was he has been reinstated, and now he made his first start yesterday at AAA level. And you got to give him some AAA starts before you bring him up.
Well, yeah, you can't just throw him up.
At what point do you think Alex Reyes signed a big contract. He's got a nice $10 million contract for a player that never has made the major leagues. At what point do you wake up in the morning and realize, you can't get suspended for going out and smoking dope, Alex?
I think about the first time you signed the contract should be the wake-up call.
Shouldn't it be?
That's just me. Just me.
So you're frustrated.
Yeah, the Cardinals are driving up my blood pressure.
When's the next game you're going to?
Going tomorrow. Going tomorrow, watch Cardinals Cubs. Who knows what'll happen then. You may see me on the news in an ambulance. I don't know.
That's a 7:15 game, right?
6:15 or 6:10, I thought.
Okay. And then
I don't know. We're going to leave early.
Then it's early the next day. It's an afternoon special on
which the afternoon,
Wednesday.
Afternoon games.
Are you
going
to try to go
best.
To that one too?
Nope. Just going to go Tuesday. That'll be it for now.
I guess you lost my phone number to invite me along.
I meant to. I called and you never called back. I left you a voicemail. Said call me maybe.
I don't remember getting that.
You was probably on a weekend.
All right. Catching up here. Who'd your Colts draft?
Took Ryan Kelly out of Alabama, center that we badly needed.
You guys do need some offensive linemen, don't you?
Andrew Luck's had four different centers in his career. Yeah. And so we're really hoping that this guy's supposed to be a plug and play, and he's never had an injury.
Well, you know, hopefully he works out better for you than Barrett Williams worked out for the Rams whenever they drafted a center out of Alabama.
Okay, so now here, who are you rooting for, Bruce? What are you going to do in your football life? Let's turn the tables on you now, big boy.
So is this the interview? Has changed.
This is
called the Bruce Dickey Show.
Well, I'm asking Bruce Dickey questions.
I interview the other people.
Who are you going to root for now?
I have a team picked, but I'm not terrifically enthusiastic about it. I'm probably
let me see if I can guess, because we honestly have not talked. We really haven't seen each other much.
You haven't talked to me. We haven't talked about this. Huh?
No, you've been busy. We really haven't seen each other as much as we normally do.
Jamie, absolutely.
I'm guessing Tennessee for you.
That's a good guess. It's wrong, but it's a good guess.
Surely not Chicago.
No, surely not.
Okay,
Chicago.
I couldn't.
No, we went farther down.
Not Houston.
Not that far.
Not that far.
Just east of there.
East of Houston. There's a lot of teams east of Houston.
There's one, the closest one east of Houston.
Not New Orleans.
Yeah.
Oh, you're kidding me.
I couldn't help
it. You're doing that just to make me mad.
Why would that make you mad?
I wonder why.
I don't remember. Oh, yeah, I do know why.
Yeah. Maybe a certain Super Bowl.
No, that's really not why we did it. It's really not why. What happened?
I know why you did it is because you really love New Orleans, and that gives you another reason to go down there.
That's one reason. And actually, I haven't been able to get it set up yet. But they're playing the Rams on Thanksgiving weekend.
Oh.
In New Orleans.
Oh.
The problem is, I've got basketball games to do that weekend. And I don't know if I'll be able to get out of that. See,
your starting weekend
of
basketball.
I just put it out into the world, so who knows what exactly happens. You know, there's that kind of, I can't do it. I wish I could do it. But yeah, they're playing the Rams on Thanksgiving weekend, and I'll tell you why it became my team, because of James Laurinaitis signed there.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah,
I guess I'd missed that.
Yeah, well, you know, the Rams cut two of my favorite defensive players. I wasn't going to follow the Rams to L.A.
Yeah, you weren't. Yeah, that was done.
The
was done.
Rams they can go burn in H.E.W.
I've not talked to one St. Louis Rams fan that has said they're going to follow him.
I'm really kind of surprised. I guess it's the, you know, they have a newspaper reporter who still reports on the Rams. And I'm surprised the Post-Dispatch haven't changed that. But what's that say? Oh, that's nice. Who's that?
That's who got the tickets.
Oh, okay. When they cut Laurinaitis and Chris Long the same day. You basically cut the heart of the defense out.
Now, I was kind of shocked, but the Laurinaitis, I don't know. But
8 years, but started every game.
But the Chris Long, I mean.
I don't know. Why do that?
It is Kroenke, so.
It is Kroenke.
Who knows?
They figured that they have Alec Ogletree coming back. I don't know. I do know too much about the Rams. No, I'm not following the Rams.
I didn't figure.
It's
been interesting to talk to everyone who's.
Who else is who have you talked to some other Rams fans? Who else are people going to? Have you heard?
Well,
of
my brother Ryan had already jumped ship. He got mad at him a couple years ago, so he came over to join me with the Colts.
Okay,
and then now Sam's trying to decide.
How come you didn't think I would join you with the Colts?
I just know you better than that. That would be too easy. Just out of principle, you would not join me on the Colts.
Well, you know why I'm not. You know why I'm not going to join.
Because
the
then
Colts.
You can't give me a hard time.
It's an Indiana team.
Well, that's right.
It's a team from Indiana. I am not going to root for a team from Indiana. It's just not going to happen.
I'm pretty sure you weren't.
It's just not happening.
So I'm just interested to see.
It's going to be it's the Saints for now. It's the Saints for now. But and you know, you ought to let. We've let bygones be. Most of us have, because I made the suggestion to my little group of Rams fans, and all but one thought that made sense, and we would go that. The one who did not is very vehemently angry with the rest of us for taking New Orleans because of what they did to Kurt Warner like 13, 15 years ago. He thought that they were mean to Kurt Warner and hurt him on purpose.
And so just no way. Not doing it.
No way. He's not going to be a Saints fan. I don't know if they did or not. They sacked him. They hurt him.
They did sack
they
him.
They were a good team back then.
That they were.
See, that's the thing. You shouldn't mind me being a New Orleans fan because they stink on ice now.
Oh, they'll get good again.
And actually, their coach, we like the coach a lot.
So you think he's going to stay there? Because there's all kinds of talk. You know, people are trying to hire him away constantly.
Sure. Yeah. He's got the big fat contract now. He's paying $8 million a year. And he's probably, what, the third or fourth highest paid? Is he about the third or fourth highest paid head coach in the NFL?
He's up there.
Peyton, what's the last name? Sean Payton.
Who graduated from?
Eastern Illinois. See, you ought to join us. There you go, Mr. Eastern boy. You ought to join us in rooting for New Orleans since he's an Eastern guy.
So here's kind of the funny thing about Eastern football that I thought was a neat little stat. So Romo went there, right?
Sure.
And so Jimmy Garoppolo came in 2 years ago.
Yes, sir.
And broke every quarterback record there.
Right.
They weren't Romo's records.
They were Peyton's?
They were Sean Payton's records. Sean Payton still had all the quarterback records.
Whose record he broke?
And so,
Mike Shanahan.
Coach Mike Shanahan. Yep, I couldn't get it pulled up quick enough.
Mike Shanahan. So yeah, it's the clearly the cradle of quarterbacks. See, now I like Jimmy Garoppolo. That's the thing.
I do too. I think he's going to be a star.
I feel horrible about that, about him being a Patriot
on a team that no one can root for in their right mind.
Absolutely,
unless
not. They
like keep poodles they mistreat in their basement. And
they walk. Does he see a poodle? They like, just kick it.
Take candy from little kids. Those are the Patriot fans.
See, it all makes sense. We'll be back here on the Bruce Dickey Show after these.
When I woke up this morning, things were looking bad. Seemed like total silence. I was the only friend I had. A bowl of oatmeal tried to stare me down and won. And it was 12 o'clock before I realized I was having no fun. But fortunately, I have the key to escape reality. And you may see me tonight with an illegal smile. It don't cost very much, but it'll last a long while. Won't you please tell the man I didn't kill anyone? No, I'm just trying to have me some fun. Well, last time I checked my bankroll, it was getting thin. Sometimes it seems like the bottom is the only place I've been. I chased a rainbow down a one-way street, dead end. And all my friends turned out to be insurance salesmen. But fortunately, I have the key to escape reality. And you may see me tonight with an illegal smile. It don't cost very much, but it lasts a long while. Won't you please tell the man I didn't kill anyone? No, I'm just trying to have me some fun.
Nothing.
Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIWFM, Fairfield, Illinois, 946, 75 degrees, a gorgeous day. It's going to get up to 81 today, and I urge all of you to get out there and have fun in this nice, nice weather. All right, you don't feel good about your Cardinals, do you?
No, not at all.
I mean, you don't think they're hanging around 500. You don't see them.
I can see us getting a wild card. I don't think we catch first.
I don't think we catch Cubs.
I don't think we catch Cubs. They're built well. I mean, and I don't want them to have injuries. But unless there are injuries.
See, right now they wouldn't be in the wild card.
Yeah. Without injuries, no one's catching them. And they're only going to get Schwarber back at, I forget how long he's out for.
I thought he was out for the year.
Is he out for the year? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, so.
But they're not the, but the Cardinals right now would
are behind
not
the Pirates, right?
Yeah, they would not. Well, they're behind the Pirates and behind the Nationals or Mets.
I'm not worried about the teams in the East. They always collapse. There's going to be whoever wins that division is it.
The Cubs coming in tonight, and we talked about how tough they are and have been. On the opposite side, though, you've got the Blues. We were all hitting the panic button when they were there down two games to one. They look. Do you think they've turned it around, or is Saturday night was such a great game to watch.
They've looked. There's been more games in the playoffs where they've looked like they have Saturday night than they look like they had Thursday night.
Right.
You know, Thursday night they looked flat. Or
Thursday and Tuesday.
Yeah, they looked flat. And they've had more games where they looked as good as they did Saturday than they've looked flat. So they've got a good team.
So you're confident?
Yeah, I feel pretty good about them.
You're not hitting the panic button on the Blues
now. I didn't realize. And here's something.
You're laying off the.
Yeah, no panic button on the Blues.
All right. You didn't realize what?
They've never won a cup.
By the way, folks, this is the Bruce Dickey Show. Jamie Hodge is my guest over there. No, they, you know, whenever they.
And have they ever been, and they haven't been to the finals since?
69.
Okay, yeah.
They made the finals 3 years in a row.
And that's just amazing.
They're, as an expansion team. Well, it was how the league was set up. An expansion team was going to make the final that those particular years. And the Blues made the final. And then, of course, went seven games against Boston. But one of those, but yeah, other than that, they have not.
And I bet if you ask most Blues fans, I think like you and Marty would agree with me. Once we got past the Blackhawks, that was huge. I mean, that's just a big sigh of relief. You know, that's been their.
It was the big weight lifted off. It was the big, and they're playing again tonight, right? The Blues are on tonight.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So you won't. All right. So you won't be missing it when you go to the big game.
They are on tonight at. Let's see if I can get pulled up.
I want to say
probably 9 o'clock at night, where I'm stuck.
Probably about the same time. Actually, that's the thing. It's another home game.
7 o'clock our time.
It's another home game. Yep. St. Louis downtown is going to be hopping.
By the way, have you priced any playoff hockey tickets?
No,
it's unreal.
Really?
Yeah.
You're going to try to go to
more than that? No, I had that thought. Yes, I had the thought of, man, that'd be neat because they've never won it, and I'd never been to a Stanley Cup, obviously, since the Blues hadn't been there since the 70s. Yeah, I mean, $500-$600, you can get in the door.
Exactly. $500 or $600 is all it takes.
That's it. That's it. Just a mere $500 or $600, and you can get in the door and sit up top. Of course, up top's not bad. There's only holds what 19.2 for hockey.
Yeah,
and so,
but well, yeah, it's a good seat. Every seat's good.
I'll be watching my HD TV, and
that's which also costs you $500 or $600.
Yeah, for one time though, I get a lot more enjoyment out of it.
Use it.
Yeah,
more
I get to keep
once.
Using it.
Do you think they're going to win this?
I don't know. I mean,
San Jose's a pretty tough team.
You watch them. Just from the games during the year, I was worried about if they'd end up meeting up with, let's say, Washington at some point.
Yeah.
Well, Washington got bounced by Tampa Bay. Is that right?
No, Washington got bounced.
Who
by
bounced
Pittsburgh.
Washington? Okay, so Washington got bounced. So we had them kind of out of the way. They're the team I thought gave us more matchup problems.
Pittsburgh is the and Pittsburgh's now down 3-2 to Tampa Bay.
Two. Okay. Yeah.
And. The Blues have home ice all the way through if they go now.
They push it so well. I mean, anytime they get across center ice, they have four or five guys around that puck, so it's hard to get it from them, and it's hard to see who's shooting.
The worrisome thing to me is that I wonder if they're not a little bit more banged up than they're letting on, because Backes didn't play the last couple of periods in that game Saturday night.
No, but you got to remember, we had, what, three or four goals in the first?
Yeah,
at least three. I remember in the first period. So they probably thought, hey,
had a 4-0 lead,
and Backes sitting young.
No,
and they probably thought, hey, this is going to be a good opportunity. Let's get him some rest.
I got to tell you, I thought he looked hurt on the side. I'm not meaning to give you
I'm being
something
optimistic,
to worry about.
Bruce.
I'm not meaning to sit here and give you something.
It's summertime.
To worry about.
I'm not going to worry.
All right. So you've got the Blues. You're fired up about the Blues.
Yep.
You're fired up about the Colts.
Yep. Colts are in good shape.
Tell me about this new. I've got somebody telling me that the Calgary Stampeders are the way to go.
They're a has-been. Red black from way back. Go Ottawa.
So you're an Ottawa fan?
Oh yeah, gotta be.
Do you ever watch? When does the Canadian football start?
June 23rd is regular season. They got preseason. Preseason will start here in 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and they'll have a couple weeks of preseason, and then.
Do you gamble on these games?
I would never gamble. It's not right. You're not allowed to.
Okay. Well, when the Lord says you can't gamble, you can't gamble.
If I were to gamble, it would work out sometimes.
Do people
gamble?
Have
you ever watched a whole Canadian Football League game,
by the
way?
That's what my question is. No, I haven't. Tell me the difference.
Oh, it's great. It's entertaining.
I've seen parts.
It's pretty entertaining.
Tell me the differences between Canadian football and what makes it more
The field's different. Entertaining. The field's different dimensions, and it's just
– It's bigger.
Yeah, it's a lot – It's a lot faster. A lot of passing. A lot of weird plays. A lot of weird formations.
I like the thought that they only have three downs. that you have to punt. If you're going to punt,
yep,
you have to punt on third down as opposed to fourth down.
And you actually don't see a whole lot of punting.
Why don't they punt?
I don't know. I think they just all gamble. I think they all go for it. I think they figure no one's watching. We can do what we want. And they kind of just lay it all out there.
See, now that
it's like you're watching crazy Texas high school football.
Really?
Where there's like almost no rules.
But the people are talented. The players are.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Are a good talent.
Yep.
What channel carries Canadian football?
If you, in DirecTV, there's a lot of it.
I didn't know that they...
Down in the 600, you know where you have your whole list of sports channels from 6 to 8 or whatever?
Yeah.
You can almost always find some down in there.
That's great.
And you can stream it. You can stream it online.
How many teams are there in the Canadian Football League?
Oh, I knew you were going to ask me that. I'm going to go with 10. They're somewhere around 10.
I'm guessing 12.
Saskatchewan.
Saskatchewan. You're thinking of Saskatoon.
I was. The song, yeah.
yep. You got the Toronto Argonauts. You've got the Montreal Alouettes.
Winnipeg Blue Bombers.
Winnipeg Blue Bombers. Calgary Rough Riders. No, it's Calgary Stampeders. Sorry. Who's the Rough Riders? Edmonton?
Saskatchewan. Edmonton Eskimos.
Okay. Does Vancouver not play?
Hold on, Bruce. Vancouver's so you got Rough Riders.
BC.
Oh, Hamilton Tiger Cats and the BC Lions.
Okay. And the BC Lions are out of Vancouver, right?
Yep.
So you're counting teams, aren't you?
Yeah.
When did you – all right, I got
– There's 10 teams.
10 teams.
See?
You were right.
I was right.
So when exactly does one become a degenerate gambler enough to actually start following Canadian football?
When, just for an example, if something like that were to happen.
If someone would do that.
It could happen when your Colts team doesn't make the NFL playoffs. Would be a good starting point.
Or your Rams team.
Yeah, that would be a good starting point. And so you get frustrated and
tell me the score.
Decide there's other sports to watch out there in the world.
Tell me about scoring this Rouge thing. What's this Rouge business?
I don't know. It's crazy.
I mean, it seems like sometimes if they punt it in the end zone, they get a point.
Yeah, but you have to punt it in the right spot. And you have to – it's just weird.
See, I don't understand.
You need to have BC on here sometime, and he can give you a full breakdown of the rules.
He's a big fan. He's a Stampeders fan.
Yeah, he can give you a full breakdown of all that.
He can give me the
the full breakdown.
The preview of the league. Well, you say it is within a month that the league is starting. So
it'd be a month from today, wouldn't it?
A month from today.
Yeah, it'd be a month from today. Today's May 23rd.
They play on, what, Thursdays or something like that?
I don't know. See, that's the other deal. A lot of the games you watch are replays on DirecTV.
Yeah.
Because Canada really didn't have any TV stations. They just kind of wing it. Someone tapes it on their VCR and mails it down here, and someone else records it.
Well, that's a Thursday night.
So they just kind of go with it.
Well, I got to tell you,
hope we haven't offended all your Canadian listeners. And
I'm glad you're able to keep
chase that away.
I'm glad you're able to stay busy, Jamie.
Well, you have to, Bruce. You have to.
who's your pick then? Is Ottawa gonna win, or they've just your heart pick?
They lost in the championship last year to Edmonton.
How did you pick Ottawa?
Huh?
You like the team colors?
Team colors are red and black. They look pretty cool. And
I was going to say, I think didn't your brother pick Calgary because of the colors?
Yeah, and they like their quarterback, Bo something or another. Bo Levi. Yeah.
Did he play in the U.S.?
Sounds like a Western name.
Did he play in the U.S.?
I'm sure he did at some point.
See, that's the thing. I always wonder, you know, you got the Wentz kid who gets drafted by whatever, Philadelphia. I always thought that, you know, being a North Dakota State quarterback.
That's where he'd go, wouldn't you
think? You're going to the CFL. How do you get drafted number one or number two?
Maybe he entered the wrong draft. Maybe he didn't mean to enter the NFL draft and got confused.
You'd think somebody would have mentioned something.
I would have told him.
Hey, Carson.
What are you doing? Do you realize the monumental mistake you're making?
All right, then. What's the big stories in the NFL that you're going to watch this year? Then is Sam Bradford going to play, or is Carson Wentz going to play?
I think they'll start with Bradford.
How many games does he get?
You and I both watch an inordinate amount of college football.
A lot of college
football. And so we've actually seen quite a bit of Carson Wentz.
Seen Carson Wentz play, seen Jared Goff play.
Seen them both.
Yeah.
And so I don't know. I don't think either one of them are guys that you really want to.
I was really surprised they both went one, too.
That you really want to throw in day one, week one. I don't think either one of them you actually want under center week one.
I bet you Goff plays week one.
He will, and because they're going to have to.
Well, they got they've got the other the scrub quarterbacks.
Well, so he's going to have to. There's really hardly anyone else to put in there.
Oh, when are my Saints going to have to replace Drew Brees?
My Saints already. 2 weeks, it's my Saints.
Oh,
I love it.
Oh, the tragedy. When are my Saints going to have to?
I love it. A year or two.
Yeah, pretty soon.
I mean, he's been in the league a long time.
Was he quarterback like 8 or 9 years ago when they went to the Super Bowl?
I hate you.
Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for listening to Jamie Hodges' last appearance on the Bruce Dickey Show. Jamie, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Bruce. I enjoyed it.
Have a great day.
You too, buddy.
We'll see you.